My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
Jeremy, Katie and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I am fully aware that I'm probably going to tick off a lot of people right now. Or you're going to either like shake your head up and down and be like, yep, yep, you're right, bro. That's me. For many years on this here morning show, I have pointed out two of the worst kinds of drivers on the road and what they drive. One, I think Josh knows, the BMW driver.
Yep.
The Beamer drivers, man, they are monsters behind the wheel. And I can say that because my mom drives a Beamer.
You know our boss has a Beamer, right? Oh. The big guy.
Big boss. I would imagine he's a monster behind the wheel.
Oh, you doubled down.
What? I don't care.
Say with your whole chest.
Pure observation. The BMW drivers are horrible on the road. And the second group of people is the Ram truck drivers. Oh my God.
My goodness.
Specifically, you diesel guys.
I got my Cummins.
I am totally driving a Ram right now.
No, you're in a Dakota. You're in a smaller one.
But it's still Dodge Ram, right?
No, it's a Dodge Dakota. It's a smaller one. The Ram, I'm talking about the big boys. The Ram 2500s. The diesel boys. I got to add a third one to the group because I have noticed this the past month or two driving into this here radio station on a consistent basis.
Uh-huh.
You Subaru Outback drivers, I don't know what the hell is going on right now. You have turned into complete terrors on the road.
Really?
You have no respect at all. You don't follow speed limits. You come flying up on people and you're cutting over and you're cutting back over. You're not using your turn signals. I'm pissed at Subaru drivers. Have you noticed this at all?
Well, it's because they have the overconfidence that that thing can get them through anything, which, by the way, Subaru, very well-built car, probably can.
It's a quality vehicle.
Quality vehicle, but...
Colorado ready.
When it comes to traffic, they think that you can cross any solid line in the world. I saw Subaru yesterday, Jeremy, driving on I-25 coming home from the movie, and we were caught in traffic, flies on the shoulder to get around like four cars. The shoulder! Just to get around That's four funny. Cars.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what are you doing?
Every morning, I know the same guy. He's in a white one, and you see him coming a mile away because it's all Vin Diesel Fast and Furious. You see him in, out.
That's funny.
He goes flying on by.
See, I'm up in the mountains hiking all the time, so I see a lot of Subi people, and I don't experience this at all. In my, you know, I've seen very polite, very respectful drivers everywhere. Like, seriously. So, yeah, I'm not experiencing the same thing with the Subaru
Is
drivers
it you, Jeremy?
As you are.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm driving 20 under in the
exactly,
left lane
right?
with my turn signal on.
That could be part
Maybe
of it.
Maybe it could be me. I don't know. I saw this story this morning, and it kind of made me smile because it brought me back to my childhood where my dad occasionally would wander into a Mickey D's and buy a bag of their fried apple pies and bring them home to the family.
So good.
Just as kind of like a sweet treat for the kids. And they're bringing them back for the first time in more than three decades. Like the OG... fried apple pies.
I don't think I ever had one.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. God, well, they're good.
Because we didn't have a McDonald's in my hometown for the first, like, I think 10 years I was alive.
Yeah.
So when they actually brought it, I don't know if they had the fried apple pie then. So this may be a first for
it's
me.
It's one of those things where you'd take a bite into it and it would just burn
the
living heck out of your
Hotter
mouth.
Hotter than a thousand suns.
Lava.
And it's so unevenly Magma. Cooked, too. Like, the outside, scorching. And it'd get a little warmer as you get to the inside. But that first bite... It would rip your taste buds off.
I'm excited to try it.
You don't drop it in your lap.
Be careful.
My God. And it comes in that little sleeve, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little apple pie condom is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kids. Good morning. All right. So we've been documenting how much Josh is in love with Princess Pilot, Jenny, who he's been dating for quite a while. And now she's coming up with some... date ideas or something?
Well, first things first, it is kind of coming up on a year. And, you know, at least in my experience, the women love to be very sentimental when it comes up on that year anniversary and all that stuff. And she was talking earlier about how she would think it would be really cute to maybe head back to our very first date spot that we ever went to as like a romantic gesture and kind of reliving the experience. It's like, you know, when people like renew their vows or whatever, it's like, oh, it's so romantic and it's so cute. And look at us. We're back to the same spot where we first originally met. And as she's like talking to me, telling me all of this, I have the 1,000-yard stare, the blank stare. And she goes, What's going on? I go, I don't even remember where we went. Like,
oh,
I have no idea the name.
No.
I have
no. Oh, Joshy boy.
I remember it was a.
You pretend to remember.
That was my favorite spot.
Yeah. I was racking my brain.
Immediately.
The weather that day was perfect. Like,
man.
You. Like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You were probably dating like 4 girls at the time, though.
Well, I don't think that was the. That might have been the first of the 3 dates I went on that day. So I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
So.
That's the thing.
Oh,
no, it was
playa.
Well, it was just one of those things where at that time, and I've told her this, I'm not saying anything new. At that time, I wasn't necessarily looking for a long-term relationship, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I love going on dates. She seems really great. She's really cute. She caught my eye. But it was a coffee date. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't a Starbucks. I took her to kind of a nice, you know, hole-in-the-wall coffee shop, and I know it was in Lohi. So I'm like, literally still, I don't remember
the name.
You could
just ask her. Like, where was it?
No, she doesn't remember the name either. So that's the thing. She's like, I loved the place, though. She's like, the ambiance, the venue, it was really cute.
You were
nice.
One of 6 dates she had that day.
Probably.
So.
I mean, look, she's a hot
right?
commodity. We all understand that. So anyway, she's like, I just think it'd be really cute to go there, and it'd be so much fun to relive that. And I'm going, it wasn't even that good of a date. Like, she knocked over the coffee in front of everybody. Like, it spilled everywhere.
You just go again and you knock over coffee for funsies.
I don't know
that's
if
cute.
I want to do that. I don't know
that's
if that's
cute.
Romantic.
Yeah, sure it is.
And I remember her telling me later, it ended up, and I didn't know this because we were so busy cleaning up the coffee at the time. She's like, oh, yeah, it went all over my pants, and she was sitting in sticky coffee for the rest of the date. And I'm like, that's uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, all in all, it wasn't a good date. Did I like her? Was she cute? Was it fun? Yeah. But, like, there's been better dates, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself the whole time, is it really that romantic? Like, have you ever done any of that, Jer?
Is.
I mean,
you've
been together
absolutely.
For forever.
Yeah. We've revisited spots and stuff. And
oh, so
I'm...
you've done this?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's Bennigan's, right? That's where you guys had
your
first date.
Yeah, we can't revisit that one.
Oh,
yeah.
R.I.P.
We've
but you have.
Spots, I think. I might be talking out of my butt. It feels, it feels familiar. But I like this. Why wouldn't you? Just go back to this goofy coffee shop. And make it a fun thing where you dare one of you to dump a coffee on the floor. That's the fun stuff in relationships.
Those lucky workers.
That's just, you know, you clean it up. It sounds like you cleaned
it
up.
We did.
That's the fun, that's the seasoning, you know? You go and you giggle and be like, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Okay.
Like, if you're really going to reenact your first date, yes, somebody's got to spill some coffee.
Is it my turn? Because it was her. Is it my turn?
I think so.
Because the funniest thing
and
about
I think you
that,
make it a point every year to go back to that coffee shop and dump coffee on the floor.
Those lucky workers.
Our 20th anniversary, I'm just going to walk in, take the coffee pot, and spill
and just
it
dump
upside
it.
Down.
Again, that's the cute crap that keeps relationships going
okay.
for years and years and years.
You're getting me more
are
excited about
Are you kidding me?
It.
That's TikTok gold. That's Instagram gold. Every
gonna
year
go
you're going to go, like, here we go, and you count down the week until you do it, and today's the day, and you're both sitting there nervous, and somebody dumps coffee on the floor.
We're going to make millions.
That's the cute stuff.
I love it.
Those
that's
lucky
the fun
workers.
Stuff.
Those, I know, that's, so that's the thing. Those
that's
workers
all I think of. I'm just,
hideous.
They
I keep thinking
clean
of those.
Coffee all
yeah,
day
here
long.
Comes that couple again. Watch, they're going to throw
year,
some coffee on the ground.
Once a year,
watch
they'll
this
be
guy.
Fine.
He's just going to take his cup and throw it right on the ground.
We're
going to
have our pictures up front. Do not let
exactly.
these people in.
Very clumsy people right here.
You're going to be banned from this place before you know it.
Do it.
Clumsy Cafe.
You could just revisit the place and say, oh my gosh, this is the first time I ever saw you here and have a nice conversation. You don't have to get all
boring.
You know, destructive.
Boring.
I'm just saying. You can
listen
just go back.
I've been with the same woman for 25 years. Do this kind of stuff, okay?
All right. The goofy kind of silly crap. Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
And then call her Sticky Pants the rest of the day, okay?
Oh, I already do.
She's going to love it. She'll love that.
Love you, Sticky Pants.
So a lot of people aren't comfortable with the AI and the robots that are going to be popping up everywhere and everything, but I don't know. I kind of feel like you might like this one, Katie, that's coming out.
What?
It's a robot toilet. And here's the thing. You don't even have to leave your couch.
Okay.
You just use an app and you call it over. When it arrives, you hop on it, do your business, and then it cleans itself and goes back to a docking station and it just prepares itself for your next herd, it sounds like.
But you're just going to do that right there in your living room?
Well, I mean, you live alone.
But still, that's not.
So does it dock like a Roomba, essentially?
Yeah. I think so. Here's a little bit of, I don't know. It's like
I don't like it.
40 seconds, here
this
you go.
This is the Xiaoban intelligent toilet robot, as instead of the person going to the toilet comes to the person.
Uh-uh.
As soon as you are finished, the robot initiates a built-in bidet system for automated washing,
okay,
followed by a warm air drying cycle. From there, a heavy-duty odor control mechanism instantly engages, sealing the internal chamber airtight to trap and neutralize any smells.
Ooh.
The robot drives itself back to the docking station. It then extends a disposal arm, completely flushing both the solid and liquid waste away.
Yucky.
Immediately after, it runs an intensive self-cleaning and sanitizing cycle on the bowl.
Intensive.
Leaving it pristine for the next trip.
I love that it said intensive cleaning cycle.
I don't like anything about
this.
I don't know why you thought I would
like
it.
Well, my number one concern was definitely the odor. But
yeah,
if it says it's got you,
it seals it up.
Use a little poopery right there.
There's
what do we
no
got?
Way. Like the minute that you know,
it's only 13
that,
grand.
The minute you do that, it automatically stinks up the room. Like,
not me. I smell like roses.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But it automatically smells like it. How is it going to delete the smell from the room?
Maybe it's like a vacuum.
Yeah.
I don't like it. You do that in the bathroom. There's a reason you go
Sounds
somewhere
super
to do
convenient,
it.
Look, the
though,
second
right?
it said bidet I was in, I was like, all right,
you're,
I love it.
You know, you're watching sports. You don't want to miss any of it. You don't want to pause it. You want to watch it in real time and you got to go. You hop on your app and here it comes.
Keep my interest.
You plop down, you go, and it drives off.
No.
Plus, I mean,
it's warming air. It washes you and blows on you.
No, I don't need this in my life. Like, I already don't like the robots. I definitely don't like this crappy one.
Talk about bringing like a date home and a flex, though. Hey, you gotta go pee. No,
wanna,
hold on. Come
you
want to
poop on my robot?
I don't think girls are gonna be as impressed as you guys think they are about this. Really,
oh,
like this
on.
Is not a flex,
Josh.
This is like...
Oh my god, is that over there in the corner one of those robots that comes over and I can go poo poo pee pee on it?
How much did
and
you
I'm
spend
like,
on this thing?
13 grand, baby girl. Come
oh
here.
Oh my god, 13 grand. Get that thing over here.
Speaks more lazy
get
to me
here.
Than this thing. This is like the laziest convenience I think I've ever heard the robots.
Well,
come
it's gonna
up
be
with.
Good for the people that like have mobility issues and the elderly.
Okay.
I think that's probably where it's going to be geared towards.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not middle-aged men who don't want to leave the couch so they can watch their sports ball. Like, no, that's what you were trying
sounds good to
me.
Sounds
present
all right to me.
It as. So.
Not
oh
mad
my
about
God.
It.
Can I poop on your robot?